This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with news of a major media deal this morning. Comcast, the nation's largest cable provider, is buying a controlling stake in NBC Universal, which has broadcast and cable networks and a movie studio as well. This makes Comcast one of the nation's most powerful players in news and entertainment. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us right now at this moment from our studios in New York to tell us more about the deal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How does the deal work?
Well, the deal values the company, or at least the existing company of NBC Universal, at about $30 billion. Comcast is contributing its cable channels, E! Golf, you may have heard of, Versus, also Sports Network, and it's buying a 51% controlling stake that is expected to grow over time. GE had bought out the minority stake of its minority partner, Vivendi, to make this possible.
And, you know, it seems like Comcast would want this. I mean, it's you know, a huge, big deal. But tell us the details of why it's going into this.
Well, Comcast, best way to think of it is as a company of tubes, right? It provides cable channels and is not only the nation's leading cable system provider, but it's also one of its leading providers of broadband internet service. And it's long wanted control of actual content. Some years ago, it had pursued hard the ABC networks and the Disney company for the same reasons. NBC, you know, you could look at it and say that's a pretty sluggish network. But the cable channels that NBC owns, if you think of USA Network and Bravo, now MSNBC has done well as well. The cable channels are providing a great cash flow and significant profits. Comcast has looked at that. It figured, hey, we can put together our sports channels with the significant strong presence NBC has in sports. You think of golf, the NFL, the Olympics. And you might be able to put up some kind of challenge to ESPN. In addition, you know, you can look at this as vertical integration, as some people do. That is, it's starting to control everything along the way in the media food chain. Or you can look at it as diversification. That is, there's been so much penetration of people who now subscribe to cable and satellite. How do you grow? You grow with broadband, but you also might grow by trying to figure out ways to get more profits out of content.
And David, what does it mean for consumers?
And this is a leading question. I mean, in a certain sense, you say, okay, one powerful group of guys has replaced another powerful group of guys. What's the difference? The difference may be that Comcast is one of the leading proponents and forces pushing video on demand. There are implications for, you know, the idea of can you watch television anywhere and what will you have to pay, if anything, for that? NBC was one of the major original drivers behind Hulu, the initially free online movie and TV service. You know, it's pretty clear that that's going to go behind some sort of paywall. You know, are they going to bundle things where they require you in areas served by Comcast to get Comcast cable? Are they going to require you to get Comcast internet service? These are questions that are going to have to be resolved. And as a result, those are the kinds of things that will be looked at closely by the Department of Justice and by the FCC.
And David, just briefly, why did GE want out?
Well, GE was hit very hard by the credit crunch over the last year and a half. TV, it finally acknowledged, is not a core business that it needs to have. NBC has had tough choices. So even as cable has been ascendant, you know, this is a signal moment that the broadcast network industry is not the glamour that it was. Jeff Zucker, interestingly, however, will continue to head NBC Universal as a division of Comcast in the next few years.
David, thanks very much. NPR's David Folkenflik in New York with news that the Comcast cable company is buying NBC Universal.